This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Right, what do you say we do this? 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, after a Mets game last night, which really sucked, we do the warm-up show brought to you by Kearney Bank. Your bank for today, for tomorrow, visit kearneybank.com. For details, the Eddie Scazzeri, he's in the control room. I'm looking at a gorgeous hunk of a man. His name is Al Nelson Dukes. What up?
Good morning, Jerry. Did you say Nets game or Mets game?
Nets.
Basketball?
Awful basketball game.
Oh, Nets game, basketball.
And don't kid yourself. I saw, like, in one of the articles,
yeah,
a throwback to the 90s. No, this was a throwback to throw up. No one could shoot. It was awful.
No, Jerry, they said throwback to the 90s. Defense, baby.
There was no defense.
There must have been a lot of defense.
The defense, no, it was terrible. It was awful.
Jerry, I looked at that final score, 86-83.
Right. Yeah, that's what you would think. Now,
it must have been a slugfest brouhaha.
I think it was chippy in spots. I would say that. I think P.J. Tucker was a punk with Kevin Durant. They're really good friends, so who cares?
They're good friends off the court.
They're actually good friends from what I read. They went face-to-face.
And a belly-to-belly.
But I don't know, man. It was a bad game, and there were some stretches, but they couldn't shoot wide open shots. No one can make a shot. That's not great defense. I'm sorry. It's a bad game.
And the Nets went down early, big, came back
they
a little bit.
They were losing third. What is it? It was
they were down 21.
Well, it was 30 to 11 after one, but they were down 30-9.
Is that right?
With like two or three minutes to go in the first quarter, and you're like, okay, at any point, guys, there was a point they were losing. I think it was 9-0. It felt like everything that they put up had no chance of going in.
Were they bricks? Were they
bricklayers? Yeah, I mean, they were bricks. They were too. Maybe they were jacked up too much. I don't know what it was, but ugh, what a terrible game.
So not a great Brooklyn Nets game last night, you're saying?
No, it was an awful game. And I'll tell you this, too, real quick, because I know you've got a whole bunch of topics on your sheet today.
Not sure about that. They
had the FKD chants going.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Not nearly as loud as it was at the Garden with Trae Young, and didn't last very long at all. But I'll take you back to Baltimore two nights ago. How about this? They announced zero tolerance policy for foul language.
This was when you went to the Orioles game?
Yes, it was at Camden Yards.
They made an announcement, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they tell you before the game.
There'll be no foul language.
There's a zero tolerance policy.
I like it.
So I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever.
That's what I have in my life. I have a zero tolerance language policy.
And now let's come back to the conversation we talked about last week about why would you want to bring kids to games. So I'll tell you this. For about seven innings, I did not hear one curse word where we were, which was amazing to me. And then all of a sudden, one guy after, I forget who hits a home run. Someone hit a home run for the Mets, one of the 90 that they hit that night. Guy gets up and yells, F New York, F New Jersey.
I don't
think 15 seconds went by. Two security guards right up, out.
Oh, did they club him?
They didn't club him.
Oh.
They ejected him immediately.
Is that right?
And it was like, wow, that was awesome. So it was pretty good.
They came over, smacked him around.
Security
baton.
No, they didn't.
Put him in a headlock, tasered him, dragged him out.
No.
As they should have.
Yeah, they didn't do any of that.
Jerry, did people applaud the security guard for doing that?
No one applauded, but one guy stood up and said, children, there's a lesson. Don't be a jackass. That was great.
And then they threw that guy out for saying Jackass.
No, they didn't. They didn't throw
him
out.
So they were just little by little throwing everybody out of the stadium in Baltimore.
They were. Listen, by the end of the game, there was nothing but orange and blue Mets shirts. There was no one. There were no Oriole fans there.
So how did you come about this foul ball you caught at the Orioles-Mets game?
I got seats. I got second row seats undercover in that second level off the field.
Is that the mezzanine?
No, not the mezzanine. We were still lower level, but the second part of the lower level, mezzanine is one up. And I took those because I saw there was a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the area. So I figured, you know what? Let's try and be undercover. So that worked out well because I bought the tickets day of game. And so a foul was coming right at us. And you could see it was right in line. So I stood up. And I said, it's not going to reach us. I'm like, it's going to hit the walkway. Hit the walkway, bounced, hit the roof, right in my hand.
Did it feel like slow motion to you?
No, the one I caught at Citi Field felt like slow motion.
Yeah.
This one did not. There were several that came our way. This was the one that really came right to us.
When you caught the foul ball on a bounce, did you hold it up like you were proud of it?
No, I did not.
What?
I never do.
Did you give it to a young man?
I did, my son.
Your son.
I said, there you go.
Was he excited?
Yeah, he was fired up, of course.
He was, yes.
And the ball was not sticky. I heard driving in or someone.
We were curious whether there were sticky balls.
It was not sticky. There was two scuff marks on it, but one clearly from hitting the pavement. The second one, I guess, could have been from hitting the roof or perhaps the pitcher. Or perhaps Matt Harvey or whoever the catcher is. Maybe they scuffed the ball.
Harvey pitched it.
I'm trying to think. It was Pete Alonso that hit it. It was before his single to right. Harvey only lasted, three innings? I don't know if he – I have to look. I'm not sure if he was still in or not.
You've nailed your Matt Harvey predictions, by the way, since
– I feel bad for him.
Since he came back.
Well, it's only two of them.
But both games against the Mets, you nailed both of them.
Yeah, I don't.
That he was going to get his butt kicked.
I feel he's not good.
Yeah, I feel bad for him as well.
I do.
Because I feel bad for anybody who has like this meteoric rise and then it quickly goes away.
And then turns mediocre.
Yeah, like what is your brain like? Like what goes through your head every day?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Mets would have scored 20 runs off him if they kept him in that game.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't matter who they pitched. The Mets were hitting bombs.
What'd you get to eat at that game?
I actually went really terrible. I just got a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
Which was awesome.
Orioles cheeseburger.
It was pretty good.
Fries?
As you would say. I couldn't find this clam,
clam fries?
No, not clam fries. They wanted me to get the fish sandwich. What is it in Baltimore?
Clam sandwich?
The crab. Crab meat sandwich. Because while they had a lot open, not everything was open. So I wasn't walking all over the ballpark. I didn't find the crab meat sandwich, so I didn't get that. The burger's fine.
Right.
It was good. A lot of driving.
What are the bathrooms like over there?
Nice
urinals?
You would approve.
Dividers?
No. Dividers?
Yeah. Mets have dividers.
No, there's no dividers. But nice urinals. They're fine. It was clean.
I guess Camden Yards isn't so updated. They need to build a new stadium if they don't
have
dividers.
Camden Yards might be one of the oldest ballparks in baseball now. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that was like the one cool ballpark you had to get to.
Yeah.
I never got there.
Well, all the Met fans got. I took a picture after Alonso hits his first home run. First of all, as he's rounding third, he points to all the Met fans behind the dugout, and they go nuts. And then he gets to where he's just in front of the stairwell to go down to the dugout. I took a picture of it. You would have thought it was Shea Stadium or Citi Field. It was amazing how many Met fans were there.
A lot of Met fans. How long did it take you to get there? Because I felt like you were under-guessing. You said like 2.5 hours.
It was 2:42 going. It was 2:38 going home.
Really?
No traffic at all anywhere. Actually worked out very well.
Say that trip, Jerry, was pretty good.
Pretty good. Yes, it would have been better had we stayed at Boomer's friend's fancy hotel.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Did you regret
that driving home that night?
No, because I took a nap after work. I was good.
All right.
So it was totally. I would go there. I don't want to say it's easier because it is 2 hours and 40 minutes without traffic, but there's something nice about just driving with no congestion,
right?
And just going to your place. Parking, walking right in, going to your car, leaving, and just getting home with no issues, as opposed to you go to Citi Field or Yankee Stadium, you have no idea what you're running into.
Right. That's why the Phillies is good.
Phillies is a good spot also. How about the fact that Phillies and Yankees don't play tonight?
Right. They don't play till tomorrow.
Isn't that weird?
It's a Saturday-Sunday two-game series.
Want to go tomorrow?
I do not.
So if I had tickets behind home plate, you would not go?
You're driving?
Oh, he's thinking about it.
You're driving, I might be interested.
Well, I don't have tickets behind home plate, so. It could be behind home plate, but it could be way up.
Or maybe we go see Jacob deGrom versus Blake Snell.
That intrigues me tonight.
It's tonight. 7:10.
How many? Their max capacity is 75% now. Does that sound right?
For the Mets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so. 33?
Yeah, 33.
You think they pack it out tonight? I haven't seen. You don't think so?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still think people are like, eh.
I guess.
Gotta drive out there. Gotta pay to park.
I gotta tell you, my friends that are Mets fans are pretty into this team because they're winning with so many guys you didn't expect to be. Like Billy McKinney. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Like, he hit 2 home runs the other night.
Yeah.
Billy McKinney.
He's part of it. I found your new favorite player.
Who?
Williams Astudillo.
Who does he play for?
He plays for the Twins.
Astudillo?
No. Williams.
Williams?
Williams, I believe. Astudillo.
Oh, there he is. Venezuelan professional baseball player. Oh, you're right, Jerry.
I knew you'd love this guy.
I love a good thick ball player. Ooh, he's a pitcher, too, no less.
No, he's not.
Well, this is one photo. He is pitching. So yes. He must have had him come
He pitched in the game. Do you remember we had the conversation about when it's right or not right to swing when you're up by a million runs off a position player?
Yeah.
I think he was the player that was pitching in a blowout.
You're right.
That someone hit a home run off of. So he's not a pitcher. But yes, he's a chunky monkey guy.
He is. Jerry, he's 29 years old. I did see his height and weight there before.
I'm going to say he's 5'11", 230.
He's 5'9".
5'9", wow.
225.
There you go. He's like me.
Did you know that Andre the Giant, Jerry, was 7'4", 525 pounds? From Grenoble, France?
I do now.
You do now,
want that shirt. We have to make that shirt.
The Andre the Giant shirt?
Yeah, but it's not. We're not doing Andre the Giant.
No, we're just
doing 7'4", from Grenoble. That's it.
Right.
That's the shirt. We have to come up with
that. Well, I'm still working, Jerry. I have designed a wonderful warm-up show T-shirt for the FAN store. I refuse to put it on
a cheap,
boxy shirt. So I've been going back and forth with the shirt people, and I've not heard back in a week.
I think
they're sick of me.
They've had enough of you.
They've had enough of me, but I'm looking out for our audience, Jerry.
I
don't want to sell a cheapo shirt. I don't want to sell a boxy shirt. I don't want to sell a shirt that's going to show man boobs. And that's what happens. I'm trying on all these shirts they're sending me.
How many shirts have they sent you?
Three. Three different shirts. I keep going like this. It's a little too thin.
Oh, my God. Why can't you just send them tell them about the canvas shirt that you like?
I've tried, Jerry. It's not working.
So you actually give them the shirt.
Well, the problem is shirts that I like, I've cut the tags out of, so they don't know what the shirt is.
But I thought the brand is canvas. I thought that's the brand we like.
I'm not familiar with that.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm working on it, Jerry.
Here's what I know.
It's a beautiful shirt.
It's June. I would like to have 4 shirts available for the holidays.
All right. Well, listen, as soon as I get a shirt that's acceptable to me to put in the FAN store.
That's fine.
I will then put out the 7'4", 5'11".
I like, because I like that one.
25 pounds.
I will tell you, one of the coolest things I've seen on that store, or I think they're going to put it on the store. I don't know if they have or not. I saw Tommy wearing it yesterday. The new FSU shirt for Carton and Roberts. It is awesome. It's like a skull look with like cross bats.
I don't care for that one.
It's a great. Why?
Ah. It doesn't say anything to me. I don't know what it is.
Well, if you listen to the show, though, you know what it means.
I do listen to the show. I still don't know what that cross bones and I'm not sure what it is.
I just think it's a... All right. Craig, Evan, sorry, dudes. I like it. I think it's pretty good. That's your boy, Al. Okay. Well, you really just... you just did what I saw a man doing this morning. Using the stairwell of the subway as his bathroom, which is just...
That's not
this
right.
City is just... Whatever. That's what you just did to their shirt. That's what you just
I'm
did to their
to
shirt.
Everyone to step up their shirt game.
I actually think that was stepped up.
Okay.
I love that shirt.
I just don't understand it if you... I guess you're right. It's got to be real. Because
it's like it's mean and nasty, and it's like that's what the whole FSU... thing is.
Here's the problem. People don't know what FSU means. Like,
even if you listen to the show?
I mean, you'd have to really... We all assume people listen way more than they do.
I guess.
I bet 99% of our audience has no idea who Big Zoo is, right?
Perhaps.
But we think everyone knows them because we've mentioned them a couple times.
I hear what you're saying. All right, well, guys, I tried.
Not that I'm against it. I'm just saying.
You just said you hate it.
Also, there was such a buzz going with the FAN store. There's no buzz anymore. Like, we got to get...
Isn't that on us, though?
It's on us, but...
We need more products.
Right, but I'm trying to put a real T-shirt in the store.
I agree.
And it's taking 3 weeks. I had this design 3 weeks ago.
I'm totally with you.
Be moving shirts.
I also want to send him a new slogan for a new mug. We need to have two mugs. You can't have one.
Right.
I agree.
Jerry, did you know the condo I bought last year is already worth more than I bought it for?
Yes, I did.
Stop paying rent and build equity with Kearny Bank. You deserve to make money on your investment. Kearny Bank was my bank of choice and made my entire mortgage process very easy. You want to go with someone you can trust and actually get on the phone when you have questions. I trust them, and you can too. Visit kearnybank.com/mortgages. That's kearnybank.com/mortgages, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And just so you guys are clear about this, the radio station store is already sick of Al after 3 or 4 or 5 phone calls. Kearny Bank saw Al all the way through.
Right.
That's customer service.
Right, because I'm a pain in the neck.
No, you're a giant pain in the neck, but they saw it through. All right, we're just getting started. 5:17. It is the warm-up show brought to you by Kearny Bank. We've got Boomer and Gio on a fun Friday on The Fan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Al and Jerry, number one with meatheads in the gym.
I love those meatheads. 25 after 5, what do you say? Yankees with a weird loss last night in Minnesota because Aroldis Chapman didn't throw many pitches and blew it. And then the Nets had just a workmanlike lousy loss in Milwaukee.
A workmanlike?
What's I would mean? Call it like a blue collar. I don't know. 86, 83, chucking bricks up left and right. The game never... After the 21-point lead by Milwaukee in the first quarter, once the Nets got it back, it never was. I don't think anyone had a lead more than. I don't think anyone was up by more than 5 or 6 points the rest of the game. So it was like back and forth. But both teams stunk. So it's what it was.
And this freaking Aroldis Chapman, right, Jerry? Bottom of the ninth gives up a game tying home run to, of all people, Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
That punk.
Yeah.
And then Nelson Cruz hit the walk off.
Not only that. So the I forget who the first batter was in the inning. It was maybe a 5 or 6 pitch at bat. You could tell he didn't have it. His first pitch is a slider way off the plate. His 2-1 pitch, I think it was like Ricky Vaughn-like from Major League, just a bit outside. I mean, up, out, and all the way to the back
wall.
Oh,
yes, I did see
thud.
That.
So he was on. He gives up the single there. Donaldson hits the home run, and then this is what's amazing. Well, not amazing, but what's interesting. Astudillo comes up, first pitch, single. Cruz comes up, first pitch, home run. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Game over. It just happened so fast.
Yeah.
So his last 3 pitches, home run, single, home run, game over.
Could have been a nice sweep they were setting themselves up for, Jerry.
Could have been, but it wasn't.
I wrote a late night joke about that involves the Yankees.
Oh, boy.
You know, this is how I do where I
you're trying it out?
I do a joke the same way that the jokes would be presented on late-night television back in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Where I do the setup of a real news story, then a joke.
Right, okay.
I don't know if you've seen this, a lot of talk about pitchers scuffing balls and that sort of thing. Giancarlo Stanton wants sticky balls out of the game. He also would like low and away sliders taken away from the game as well. Because he misses those all the time, Jerry. You know what I'm saying? This works better with an audience and an applause sign. And people were excited to be in an audience.
I'm curious.
Yes.
Because you did put that on the show sheet this morning. And I was curious if he actually said that.
No,
I didn't realize that was a joke you wrote for Boomer and Gio.
Well, I wrote it for myself. I used the same show sheet. Because Giancarlo doesn't want pitchers using scuffed balls. He also doesn't want them throwing low and away sliders. Because he misses those all the time.
Like, why would you throw him anything else?
I don't know. Right. Why would you throw him anything else?
Like, if I could throw a slider, I would think every... Because at some point, he's going to think he's not going to throw me another one. And you're going to chase it.
He's not going to throw me three straight low and away sliders.
How about seven straight?
Did you happen to watch any of the video yesterday that Carton and Roberts put up with him playing wiffle ball in the hallway?
I did not. And here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So Craig was pitching to McMonagle and Evan.
Right.
And the way he was throwing it, the movement on the ball was ridiculous,
yeah,
as it is with wiffle ball. But I wondered, is that what it looks like for baseball players?
Not as extreme, but yes. And I say not as extreme because a wiffle ball can move, in ridiculous ways.
Right, but I feel like a baseball moves faster. So you're not throwing a wiffle ball 100 miles
an hour. Have you ever faced a slider?
In a real baseball?
A real, but like, you didn't play high school baseball at all? Yeah, I mean, it's eye-opening.
Like I played, like, the oldest I played to was 16, 15,
right.
16.
That's high school. You didn't play in high school?
No, I was still, like, it was the last year of the Little Fellows League of Colonia. But I feel like everyone just threw fastballs.
They probably did because it's hard to throw. It depends. As the kids get better, you will see it. And so the first time I saw a real curveball, like I turned and ducked my head like I was going to get hit. It was called a strike. I was like, I'm sorry, what? It was coming right at me.
Yeah.
Man, that ball moves.
It's coming right for us.
But that's why what Stanton said, which I think is interesting, especially when Garrett Cole is his teammate.
Right.
And he wants all this stuff out of the game. He's right. He goes, we've seen every pitch. We know what pitches are supposed to do. And then when you see them doing stupid things, no one can do that without the help of something.
Right.
So maybe he should go talk to Cole.
The balls are doing ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Well, now you can't do anything because now everyone's going to be looking for it.
They're looking for it. Well, now we'll see if the offense picks up.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Like, they had, I'm watching, and I watch the games most nights. But when you're at the game, they've got the lineups are on the big board. And all the batting averages are there. And I know the Orioles aren't very good, but still, the Mets and the Orioles, I'm looking at the averages. I'm like, my God, these teams stink. Like the Mets, 220, 230, Lindor, 218, 240. And you look at the Oriole line, like, these teams are just not good. Now we'll see if they rise.
What about Jerry? Would Rod Carew be getting hits in today's pitching? I think so.
I think if you're Tony Gwynn, you'd still be hit. Mike Trout, before he got hurt, was still batting 350, I think.
Right, so it is possible.
I think Cedric Mullins of the Orioles is batting 3-something.
Who's Cedric Mullins?
He's their center fielder.
Oh.
That kid, Key Brian Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
From the Pirates.
Charlie Hayes' son.
I think he's batting 340.
That's true. He's having a very good season.
So there are guys that are hitting, but
overall,
most of them are not.
Overall guys stink. I did see Stanton had a three-run home run, third of the series.
Yeah, that's first
good.
Inning.
Jerry, that's pretty good.
Well, they lost the game.
Right, but I'm saying Stanton hitting three home runs in a series.
It is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I agree. Now go hit home runs in Philly. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. He's not going to play.
Why is he not playing?
There's no DH.
Oh.
And Aaron Boone's like, I'm not comfortable with him in the field yet. Well, put him in the right field. This guy was a great player on the Marlins. Put him in right field.
Why is he not considered a great player now in the outfield?
Because he DHs. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know.
Well, you got Judge in right field, Jerry.
Well,
he's got a rocket
playing
up
center
arm.
Too sometimes now. So you can put, how about Judge in center and Stanton in right? What a novel concept.
That is a big muscular, strong
like,
outfield.
Don't you have to figure, Philadelphia is a bandbox, as they call it.
Right.
Don't you have to figure out a way to get Stanton in the lineup?
Especially if he hit three home runs in 3 days.
Right. Why would you not want him in the lineup?
We're actually three home runs in 2 days.
And don't tell me about injuries. Just go play.
Right.
This isn't hockey or football.
He hit three home runs in 2 days.
Right.
Stanton.
He could go hit.
What if he hit three home runs tonight?
Well, they're not playing.
Night.
That would be really wild
tomorrow
if he did.
Night.
But he's not going to play.
Yeah, I don't like that, Jerry.
Probably going to pinch hit.
I'm also looking ahead here at the weekend sports schedule, and I see that the Nets.
Oh, this sucks.
Nets Bucks play Sunday at 3.
Yeah.
Islanders Lightning first game is also Sunday at 3.
And then game 2, Islanders Lightning, and then game 4 for the Nets, or game 5 for the Nets and Bucks, same time on Tuesday.
Is that
night.
Right?
Yeah, it's awful. It really does. It stinks.
I would say, though, probably. You know, we're here in the sports media, Jerry, sports mecca of the world, New York City. So we're like, oh, well, how are we going to watch, someone like myself concerned, how am I going to see both the Islanders game and the Nets game,
Well, you
wouldn't
have seen it anyway.
But really, probably fans of the Nets are not necessarily fans of the Islanders. I feel like NBA and NHL doesn't cross over.
No, it does.
It does?
Other than Evan Roberts. Nick, I mean, if you're a Nick and Ranger fan, I think most Ranger fans are Nick fans and most Nick fans are Ranger fans.
So then Islanders fans are fans of what basketball teams? I don't feel like they have a basketball team.
I think a lot of people would say perhaps the Nets because they played in Long Island. But that's so long
ago.
I don't know if I believe that anymore.
Me neither.
So I don't know the answer to that. But I do enjoy watching the Islanders the way they're playing. But I'm not, to be honest with you, I won't watch it Sunday.
The Islanders game?
I won't.
Because you're going to watch the Nets game.
My plan Sunday is to have a TV outside and watch the Nets game.
I'll probably put two TVs up for that day, Jerry.
Where's this again?
In my home. I'm going to have my TV up. I'll probably put the Net game on that.
Is there
then
any
on my
chance
iPad, I'll probably have the Islanders.
All kidding aside, over under, how much of these two games combined you'll watch? I'll set the over under at 15 minutes.
Live on Sunday?
Yeah, not on videotape on Tuesday. Yes.
What about videotape Monday morning at 2 a.m. when I wake up?
Doesn't count. Going to be a gorgeous Sunday. You'll have your binoculars to your right. You're going to have women in chikinis on the beach all over the place.
You got it, Jerry.
It's going to be crowded summer feel.
Yeah.
Over. I'm going to take the under on the 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's a solid bet. I don't think you're going to lose that bet.
Now, in fairness, a day like this to me is very comparable to like week one of the NFL when it's 84 and sunny out on a Sunday. As much as I love it, sometimes it's difficult to sit there for 7 hours and watch football.
But here's a cool situation which you can do for yourselves. If it is going to be a beautiful summer Sunday and you've got this situation, outdoor bar.
Well, yeah.
You go to an outdoor sports bar.
Sure.
You get it together.
Will you do that? He's laughing, so that answer is no.
Will I go to an outdoor sports bar to watch these games? Maybe.
There's no chance.
It's a chance. And I think the Met game, I think I heard Sal saying the Met game is also around that time.
Well, they play at 1.
Oh, my goodness.
So those games are all, you'll have Mets and Padres, and you'll have Yankees and Phillies, because I assume that game's at 1 o'clock, too. I don't think they're Sunday night.
What a sports day, Jerry.
So think about 3 o'clock, what's going to be going on in New York.
What a sports day. And what's going to be going on in my world, Jerry, because I'm going to be locked. I'm going to be in front of 4 televisions. Right at 3 o'clock, I'm going to have the Met game coming to an end, the Yankee game coming to an end, the Islander game starting,
the Nets game starting. You're going to be walking down Ocean Avenue. You're right. Your girlfriend's going to be like, shouldn't you be watching any of these games?
What games?
You are on in 14 hours.
What games are you talking about?
She has a better idea than you do.
About sports?
Well.
Potentially. We don't know that for sure, Jerry.
I got to be honest, I might at this point. I don't mean the 80s sports. I mean sports today.
Jerry, 1980 sports? Come at me, bro.
You got the 80s locked up.
I got 80s sports locked up.
No question.
NFL, baseball.
That doesn't surprise
me. Not so much basketball, not so much hockey, but baseball and football, man. Bring it. Bring it.
If I said 1985 Royals.
Yeah. Could I go around the...
No, I don't want you to go around, but you could give me 3 players in 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
Right.
George Brett, Hal McRae, Dan Quisenberry.
Done. There you go.
Daryl Porter.
I mean, Daryl Porter you just pulled out of your back pocket.
UL Washington. Frank White.
Now, 2021 Royals. Go.
Legitimately, not one player. Not one Royal.
25 in front of 6. It's the warm-up show, Boomer and Geo at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Al and Jerry, longtime tag team champions.
All right, we take you into the weekend, a fun, sunny weekend, we're assuming anyway. It's 20 in front of 6. Boomer and Gio are going to rip up this Friday morning as Al is air drumming right now.
Who was your favorite tag team wrestling, Jerry?
I don't have. I don't know.
If I had my team, the Road Warriors, to fight your team, who would you put up against my Road Warriors?
Randy Macho Man Savage and Hulk Hogan.
That'd be a tough one.
Those would be my two.
That would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I do think they did team up for a little while where they were wearing the same colored clothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they were both wearing the yellow and the red, the Hulkamania clothing.
I see. Look,
that'd be
there
a battle,
you go.
Jerry. I would like to see that.
And if I had to go earlier than that, I'd probably go George the Animal Steel.
Right. Who would you team him with to fight the Road Warriors?
Oh, that's a good one. Who would I team him with? I can't take Andre the Giant. I loved him, though.
Andre the Giant. 7-foot-fall, 525 pounds from Grenoble, France. The Road Warriors can't beat him up, Jerry.
No, I'm aware.
George the Animal Steel, the actual human being, was a school teacher, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And in wrestling, he didn't talk.
So did he?
He was an animal.
I guess he was a wrestler before they made big money.
Yes.
That's kind of like the football players, just a couple of generations before Boomer.
Right, like in the grand scheme of things, not many years off, but money-wise, huge.
Man, you're not kidding.
Huge. Jerry, we have Judas Priest tickets.
I heard that. 50th anniversary tour.
8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, we're giving them away. Now, they're playing Prudential Center, which I was impressed by, that they can still play arenas.
Like, now, all right, so hold on a second. Prudential Center for a concert.
Yeah.
Will do how many tickets?
I don't know, but like Bruce Springsteen plays there.
And they get good
nothing to
good shows
at,
there.
As they say, Jerry.
Are you 16,000, 17,000?
Yeah, I would say so.
You're telling me, I guess so. You know what?
Yeah.
I guess for our generation, like, why wouldn't they do well?
Breaking the law. Bam, bam.
Breaking my leg.
Like, they were around, like, I remember that. You've Got Another Thing Coming video was like one of the early MTV videos.
In the early 80s.
It was like 81, 82.
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy. Well, it's 2021.
It's a 50th anniversary tour.
Yeah, good for them.
So that takes you all the way back to 1971.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would you say
Rob
right
Halford
now?
Is rocking it out still.
Now, how many of those are originals?
I don't know, but I know the main dude is.
The lead singer is.
Lead singer.
Who would you say is the oldest show right now?
Stones.
Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
They still playing, though?
Stones or Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
McCartney. They're both still
Well, I know
play.
McCartney is. I haven't heard much about the Rolling Stones.
Oh, well, they're getting ready to go out because I saw Mick Jagger working out videos.
Oh, God.
He's working out.
Like, working out how? I hope he's got the testosterone and HGH working.
Right. He better just start firing up
the
testosterone.
He's running? Good for him.
Yeah, Jerry, he's running.
He's got to be, what, 75?
He's in his late 70s,
late 70s.
I think so. Or early 70s. 70s. He's
That's
rocking
amazing.
And rolling.
What old show would you go to now?
I would still go see The Who. I'd still be interested in that. Kinks, if they were playing, I'd still go see them.
You'd go see The Kinks?
Yeah. I bet I wouldn't go see Judas Priest, but I bet if I went, I'd be like, yeah, I knew most of the
songs. Good.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, Judas Priest, they're pretty good, Jerry. They're pretty good. I went to see them. They're pretty good. Did you see this is a wild story, Jerry? We're in the cancel culture, as they say.
I've heard, yes.
Where if you say something, you could get in trouble and be thrown off of
stuff can go viral, as they say.
Stuff can go viral, and you could be thrown off of your job and banished forever if you say something, or if you said something crazy 25 years ago, they might dig that up.
Yeah.
And then there are other things that happen, and you think there's no way to bounce back from that, and people bounce back. I bring you CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, legal analyst for CNN, who during the pandemic, he was on a Zoom call with The New Yorker, who he was also working with, and then he thought he was off the Zoom call and went to town on himself and was still on the Zoom call.
Way to put it. Now, I don't know. I vaguely remember this story, but I don't remember the details of the story.
The deets.
So did he think the Zoom call ended?
He did.
And the video just kept playing?
He thought the Zoom call ended and that he thought he was disconnected.
Okay.
And didn't walk away from where he was. And
so he didn't go to town on himself during the interview?
During the Zoom call. It was a meeting. It was a meeting with the other colleagues.
So it wasn't during the meeting per se.
No.
It was after he thought the meeting was over.
Right.
And he was done.
He thought the meeting was done, and he thought, I've got a few minutes to relax myself. Why he did it right directly in front of where the camera would have been, don't know.
Well, I would say...
He's not a young man. You would think he could hold his urges. Like, boy, some people are just really...
They go to town on themselves.
Used up.
Let me ask you this.
But he's back.
So why not be back? Isn't it really nothing more than embarrassment?
Yeah, and then...
Like,
so,
what did he do wrong in the grand scheme of things?
Was that wrong?
No, I'm... Like, he didn't hurt anybody.
Right.
He didn't say anything nasty about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't attack anyone or right. any group. He, in a way, attacked himself.
He was very angry with himself.
Really just embarrassment more yeah. than anything. So, like, why shouldn't he be? Like, if that happened to you or me or Eddie or G or whoever, like, I could see taking some time away.
Which he did.
Right. But I would ultimately think, I don't think you'd get fired for that.
It's interesting you bring that up now that you say that.
It's happened to you before?
No. It doesn't make sense what you're saying.
I just think it's not, I don't think it should be a fireable thing.
So there was a very uncomfortable, so you made his return to CNN on the air.
Oh, he did, okay.
He did, and the woman, I forget her name, she had to introduce him, and now legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. But she said, Jeffrey, we probably should address what happened. And they addressed what happened.
For real?
Yeah. He just said that very embarrassed and hoping to move on.
Do you imagine the jokes and the one-liners?
Yeah.
Oh, the poor guy.
And he was in studio, which means he had to come to work. He had to walk past
You
people.
Talk about a walk of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, I think, but it's mostly on him.
That's true. That's what he said.
So I think if you can get the courage to walk in and see your peers again, I think it's great they didn't fire him.
Hmm.
Because I don't think they should have.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think of it that way that you're bringing it up now. And it's just weird that it's a news organization. You know, it's not like he's not a sports talk show host that got caught doing that.
No, I get it. But
he's a newsman.
It wasn't like he was doing that while, doing an interview on TV.
Where
it
he purposely did that.
Yeah, it was nothing. It was his own free time.
He thought he had a little free time.
I like how you put it. He went to town on himself.
Yeah, I went to town.
It's unfortunate for him and embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Yes.
You think when you get to that age, you would
I know you always have this thing that you get to that age.
Well, let me see how old
Jeffrey Toobin is. I don't know that that's the case. I don't.
Really? All right, hold on. Let me see. Jeffrey Toobin is
65.
61.
All right. He's not dead. He's 61. I mean, not for nothing. Boomer's 60.
Right.
Boomer's in great shape. So if you're in shape, like, why not? I'm not saying do that, but you're saying, like, you don't have those feelings anymore.
Right.
I feel bad for you then.
I'm not saying you don't have those feelings anymore. What I'm saying is they're not as urgent as they were when you're younger.
I'm not saying they are or they're not.
So wherein you don't get up and go to another room if you were just in front of the camera and it could possibly still be on.
Where's he gonna watch his videos?
I see what you're saying. Needed the equipment that was in front of him.
Unless he's got a VCR and a VHS tape in the other room.
In his basement.
I mean, it's kind of well past that point, aren't we?
Evidently.
So again, a lot of embarrassment. I'm glad he didn't lose his job.
All right.
And I feel bad for him at every family gathering now.
Fair enough.
Because I don't know how you look at him and not think of that. That's the thing that's really sucky.
Now, like, does he have to address that at the next family gathering?
Boy, I don't know, man. I've got to think it's been addressed already.
He was probably happy that when that we were social distancing and not seeing our family members.
You're right. I agree. And it's funny because I don't know that I'd be able to come back to work. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might.
It's tough.
Go buy a buy our business or something and just be left alone.
Well, what would your business be? They'd be like, "That's that guy who was." Woo. Have you been to the new bagel store? It's the guy who. Woo. On television.
I didn't say bagel store. I don't know. Might have to be something that's just where you can hide.
Something low key.
Pretty much. All right. We got to take a break. So you got to tell us about something.
All right. We come back.
I mean, we don't have to, but I think Eddie might get upset.
We'll come back. I want to talk very briefly about Aaron Boone on Carton and Roberts.
That's okay. Good. I did hear Craig saying, we need a break, guys. Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll do that later. Let's take another call.
As you know, I've been in my new condo now for just over a year. I'm not calling it an anniversary anymore, Jerry.
Thank God.
It's already worth more than I paid for it. That's right. It's worth more in just a year's time. Stop paying rent and build equity with Kearny Bank. They make the entire mortgage process easy. Visit kearnybank.com/mortgages to learn more. Rates are still low, and you do not need to put down 20%. Go with Kearny Bank. That's kearnybank.com/mortgages. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. Get you to Boomer and Geo at the top. Right now, Amy Lawrence and an Odyssey Sports Minute on the French Open.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, coming up on the top of the hour, Boomer and Geo. Then Nets lost a blah game, and the Yankees lost a blah game, Al.
Warm-up show is brought to you by Kearny Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearnybank.com for details.
Aaron Boone you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Boone. He says that, Carter Roberts specifically asked him about the brand name Spider Tack and if they had that in the locker room, if he's ever seen it in the locker room.
Oh.
He said he has not.
He has not. Or he didn't plead the fifth.
He didn't plead the fifth. He actually did a good job of answering their straight-up questions about it.
Now,
I thought it was a very interesting interview.
How was, because I know you listen to, you hear all these, how was Rojas with them the other day? Because wasn't he asked about pitchers using sticky stuff?
Yeah.
Because I feel bad for Rojas at times. I feel like he's still learning how to deal with these interviews.
Yeah, he is still learning how to deal with these. He's more evasive.
More evasive. Well, yeah. It's not a bad way to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Boone, he got a lot of direct questions, and he handles them well.
I did not hear this. Did Craig call them the New York Boars?
No.
He did not. Okay.
He did not. He was instead focused on scuffing baseballs
and sticky
and
stuff.
All that sticky stuff.
I hear you.
Scuffing balls.
All right.
I did see that Jameson Taillon, Jerry.
Yes, your Frenchman.
The Frenchman, the Yankee pitcher. He's excited to get sticky stuff out of the game.
Well, I think if you're a pitcher that doesn't use it, why wouldn't you? Levels the playing field, doesn't it? Isn't that the whole point of this?
That's actually true. I didn't think of it that way.
Remember the whole steroid era? Well, Derek Jeter never did any of this. And
right.
Complain. I mean, so yeah.
So Jameson Taillon wants it out of the game. He says, then we can see, what do we got? What do these teams got?
You can see
when
what teams
don't have an advantage.
And what teams are paying guys $30 million that don't have what they thought they had. That exactly. Seems like a problem.
Paying guys big bucks that stink.
Yeah.
You stink?
Well, I didn't say, no, I didn't
Judas
say that.
Priest is coming to the Prudential Center October 27th.